Hi, my name is Leah Kramer, and welcome to Pandemics, a weekly section that will take Jewish Buffalo through the favorite recipes of different members of our community, all while getting to know one another a little bit better. This is week 1 of 8, and I felt that it was important to take this first episode to introduce myself and explain why I wanted to start this weekly section in the first place. So, hello. As I said before, my name is Leah. I am an incoming senior at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Go Badgers. I am a proud member of the Buffalo Jewish community, and I am interning at the Buffalo Jewish Federation this summer. With my time at the Federation, I wanted to do something that would facilitate in connecting all the different corners and identities of this community and would allow stories to be shared about the historical times we are living in. And I thought, what better at connecting people than food? Hence the name Pandemics, a play on pandemic and mix, like a mix of something that you're baking. Each week, I will bring a different member or members of the community on this platform to discuss their favorite recipe, why it is special to them, and most importantly, how to make it. I hope these weekly stories and recipes bring joy, kindness, and good food to your minds and your homes. And now, without further ado, let us begin. Since this week is all about introducing myself, I figured it would be best if I talked about my favorite recipe to make over these past few months. So my favorite recipe to make has been an Earl Grey tea cake from Bon Appetit magazine. It has really easy pantry staple ingredients, so it allowed for me to test out my minor baking capabilities in addition to really impressing my parents with a cake that they deemed justifiable to eat. My favorite part of this recipe is tasting the batter before I put it in the oven. I like to double check that it's going to taste just as good as the 5 or 6 times I've made it before in the past month. I mean, what is a baker without being cautious? Initially, I made this tea cake because it looked good and fairly easy to make. I've never been much of a baker, but like many, I donned the baker hat once we were confined to our homes mid-March. What I found, after forcing my parents to eat all my baked goods, is that as much as I enjoyed consuming the treats I made, sharing them was much more gratifying and fun. I think a lot of us have similar stories about food during this time, whether it be a recipe that brought you joy, a recipe that brought you a sense of accomplishment, or a recipe that created a community. I hope you find some enjoyment in the next 8 weeks as we learn about one another, as well as some delicious food.